Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Sash First Stations. I'm your host, Tiffany Purnell, and I'm so excited about today's episode. Today's episode, Billy Papuchis, Mrs. Nebraska International 2018, will be our guest. She's also the owner of the Black Swan Boutique in Nebraska. And we are so excited to have her on today and learn about her, her journey to nationals, and her platform. Hello, Billy.
Hi.
Hi, Billy. I'm on with Tiffany.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're great.
Well, thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Well, we're thrilled
to
hear about
coming on.
Yes, and we're thrilled to hear about your journey.
Yes. I am competing for Mrs. International. It is July 21st in Charleston, West Virginia. So I'm so excited.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm married to my college sweetheart for about 12 years now. We have four kids, 10, 8, 6, and 3. So, yes, I drive a minivan, if you were wondering. Keep pretty busy. They are involved in tons of sports and activities, and we just live a super busy lifestyle. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Now, you said that you are representing the international pageant system. So tell us more about that pageant system and why you chose to represent that system.
Sure. The Mrs. International system showcases women between the ages of 21 and 56. And there are three different categories that they focus on: interview, evening gown, and fitness wear. So they also have a national supporter that they support, which is the American Heart Association Go Red for Women campaign. The number one killer for women is heart disease, and they want to show the partnership with that and supporting that organization as well. So I just, the big thing about the international system is the platform. You are required to have a platform. And that is something that when I'm looking at competing in pageants in my lifetime, that I've thought that that's super important. I have a community health degree, and I've always been very involved in the community. And I just think that that is just a wonderful way for women to not only meet other women who are striving and thriving in their community, but for me, a lot of times I can change my platform up a little bit and kind of go with what I'm in the moment with. So when I was younger, I did a lot of things around healthy living and healthy lifestyles. And currently I am partnering up with the Girls on the Run program, which is a national organization. They are in all 50 states, and it focuses on young girls, third through fifth grade. And I have a 10-year-old. So I am going to be her Girls on the Run coach this fall. And so that is my main focus right now.
Well, now I'm sort of familiar with Girls on the Run because at the school at which I teach, we have Go Girls Go, and we actually had our 5K for Go Girls Go today, and I participated in that, and it was just wonderful how we pushed the girls to reach the finish line. And we ran a 5K, I walked, and they pretty much walked a 5K. So is that how it goes with Girls on the Run as well? You coach them, and is that, they do like a 5K? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, it's definitely about learning, life skills. They have the five C's, which is confidence, character, competence, and connection and caring. And so at the end of it, they do run a 5K just to get that tangible sense of accomplishment. It really teaches the value of goal setting. So not only will I get to teach my, coach my own daughter this fall, but in the meantime, I have participated in their soulmate program, which is a goal that I've set to raise over $1,000 because it is a paid program for just like most after school programs can be. And I wanted to provide some scholarships for the girls that might not be able to financially afford it. So I'm going to raise over $1,000 and I set a goal to run 300 miles just to set an example of, you know, setting a pretty big goal. I wouldn't even really consider myself a runner, but so that's why I set that goal pretty high. It averages out to about 12 to 15 miles a week. And I would like to say I'm a runner now, I think so, because, you know, I think I set that goal pretty high. And once I got started, I said, you know what, there's no way I'm going to finish this goal. So by the time I get done, I will have raised over $1,000 to provide these scholarships for this organization and just be able to sit down and tell these girls, look, you know, all I want you to do is run about 3 miles when we get done. And here I'm running 300 miles for you guys just to show you that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Wow, that sounds like a very great program. And honestly, for girls, they need to know the importance of being healthy because there are so many young girls who struggle with diabetes, heart issues. And so, you know, I commend what you were doing, and I think it's a great program.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Well, Billy, this is Roseanne Plon, and I'm Tiffany's co-host. And can you tell us a little bit about your pageant experience? I know that you had said that, you know, what you look for is service and a pageant experience. So can you tell us about your past experience before the current Mrs. International Nebraska title?
Sure. I had a family member actually kind of get me involved in pageantry in high school. I did one pageant and I kind of got the bug for it. And when I went off to college, I discovered the Miss America organization, in which it had a lot to do with scholarship and service and also the talent portion. I was a classical ballet dancer for about 15 years and so that was pretty exciting that I got to continue dancing and show my passion for that. And then I also got to put on a pretty dress and then, you know, go through a lot of my college courses were geared around nonprofits and organizations like that. So I was able to combine all of that through college. So that mainly, I did a lot of the Miss America organization and I had a wonderful experience with that. I have competed since I've been married in a couple different other systems, and I am so excited about the Mrs. International already leading. I'm not even there yet, and I can't stand it. I have about 9 weeks until I go, and just to meet, I mean, we're going to be competing with, you know, 60, 65 other women from all over the world, so that is super exciting for me.
Well, and I was Mrs. Iowa International 2016, and I can tell you, you're in for a treat. Yeah, you're in for a treat, and it is a week that will, you know, a week with forever memories, and you'll meet people that will become your forever friends, and it really is an experience of a lifetime. So I think you will not be disappointed. Yes, you will not be disappointed. Well, and can you also talk about your experience as being the owner of one of really the most well-known dress boutiques in America? And I've been fortunate enough to meet one of your partners, Aunt Jo.
Yeah.
I unfortunately ended up in Lincoln, Nebraska through a bad set of circumstances. My husband was injured and he was in the Madonna rehab system. And I do have to say that that Joe was one of the people that reached out to me during that time and helped me actually fulfill my Mrs. International duties and gave me an opportunity to, for instance, I made an appearance at your prom fashion show when I was in Lincoln, and it was just wonderful. So we just love to hear about the Black Swan.
Yes. So we are going on our fourth year at the Black Swan, and, you know, it's awesome. I just feel like it's a dream job. We get to do the funnest part, you know? We get to make women feel beautiful and confident and we get to watch their journeys and watch them achieve their goals, and some of them don't achieve their goals, but we get to watch them stand back up and work even harder and go back after those goals. So it's a blessing, and it's really honestly a dream job.
And if somebody were to come to you, what tips would you give them if they were a potential pageant contestant and they said, oh my gosh, Billy, help me find the perfect pageant dress? What are some things that you say to these contestants who come to the Black Swan for your guidance?
Sure. Yeah. For me, my number one goal is and I can speak for Joe too, we are for you. And what I mean by that is that we want you, and only you, since you're the one wearing that gown, to feel 100% confident and comfortable in everything that you stand for. We really try to dress on the girl in their style, and that's just our mission. You know, it's not that, you know, we think that, you know, the white always wins, or you can't wear black, you'll blend in with the background. None of that really matters to us. And I think, honestly, that's why we're so successful, is that we really, and why girls just keep coming back to us and spreading the word, is that, you know, we really, really strive on dressing the girl. And, you know, that's our main goal.
And what are some of the current trends in dresses this season, or that you've seen over the last few seasons?
The trend, let's see. It's always changing. You know, for us, like if you see us dress kind of a pageant system in general, you'll see that there's not a certain trend. Every single one of our girls looks incredibly different because we've dressed and styled them to their personality. And so I think that, you know, it's difficult on the trends. There's more a lot of trends in the prom category. I would think this last year there was a lot of ball gowns, and you've seen a lot of the golds and the sparkle dresses come back in. But we're getting ready to, we will head to market at the end of this summer and start to get the new trends that were coming out. So just finishing up with prom season, I would say the ball gowns and the sparkle and all of that was a big hit this year.
Okay. And I've had the pleasure of watching your journey, and I have to say, when we're talking fashion, how was the Kentucky Derby and all? I saw you made an appearance there, and how were all those fabulous hats last weekend?
Oh, my goodness. The Kentucky Derby was a major bucket list item for my husband and I, and, you know, when we came across the opportunity to go, he turned 40 this year, so that was awesome. We do have a trip planned to the Bahamas this summer, but we could not pass up going to the Derby. We went with a group of friends, and if it wasn't raining so hard when we were walking in, you would see me with my mouth just wide open, just staring at every piece of item, the hats, the shoes, the dresses. It was awesome. And this by far was one of the hardest outfits that I've ever had to put together for myself, because there's so many parts to it. You know, do you start with the hat and get the outfit? Do you start with the outfit and get the hat? And then you have to get the shoes. And then what earrings are going to, you know? It was a
ordeal. You look,
oh, yes.
Well, you look spectacular. And just so our listeners know, you had this, was it almost an ice blue hat? I mean, it was this beautiful shade of blue.
Yeah, so, yeah, I call it the baby blue color is one of my favorites. So, yes, it was baby blue. And then I also have a little bit of an issue with rompers and jumpers. And you'll see jumpsuits that I wear, a lot of jumpsuits and rompers. It would be a little bit of an obsession.
Well, they really are the one-piece wonder, aren't they? I mean, you just one piece and you're done. I mean, yes, yes.
Don't have to worry about matching the top and the bottom. It's the perfect outfit in my eyes. Yeah, so we had a ball.
Now let's go back to, you said that when contestants come into your shop that, you know, you dress them where, you know, their own uniqueness is shown. Well, I want to talk about how do you dress different body types? Like, what dresses look best on contestants with maybe a smaller body frame, or maybe a contestant who is a little busty, or maybe a contestant who has more on the bottom than they do on the top. So how, like, what styles go with each body type?
Yeah, that can get a little tricky. So for the most part, I think since we see so many dresses, I mean, let me tell you, when we go to market, there are thousands and thousands of dresses, not to mention numerous designers that you have to go through, and you have to hand select these dresses to put in your store. You have to hand select the colors. You have to hand select the sizes. So there, you know, there's certain types of sizes that might, you know, look better on certain body types, and certain ones that might look better on smaller body types with a smaller, you know, smaller frame. You know, so it just depends. When it comes to, you know, smaller frame type women, you don't necessarily want to go, you know, too big of a dress, because you don't want that dress to overtake the girl. So, you know, it depends on what their style is. You know, if they are loud and they want to show off their body and, you know, be proud of who they are, then, you know, sometimes a mermaid might be better for that. You got to have a lot of confidence if you're going to wear a mermaid. You have to have a lot of confidence if you're going to wear an overtrain. You cannot go on stage and have a big overtrain and, you know, not be confident in that, or it will show. You know, a lot of girls that have real fit bodies, they look amazing in, you know, the jersey clingy type dresses. And some girls like to go plain, and then they like to be, you know, a little bit bold with their hair or their makeup. And so it just depends. You know, for me, I can get, you know, a picture of a girl and talk to her for a little while and get a little bit more of her personality. And sometimes she'll say, you know what, I really want to go with yellow, or I really want to go with this, and I'm not seeing it. But, you know, there's times where it's like, you know what, okay, well, come on in and you can try this on. And then that's like, you know what, I don't like this at all. And so we'll say, okay, right, can we pick out something for you that you might like? And, you know, for the most part, we have pretty happy customers. So, you know, we just really enjoy it. And I think that it really shows that we really just care about our girls and our customers.
And I saw that you actually were in New York selecting your gown. And any hints about what your gown is going to look like?
If you really, really know me, you'll know what is probably on this gown. So I, you know, this is, I feel like this is a good chapter for me. I've told you I have a 10-year-old who has been asking me for a couple years now to participate. And I'm finally feeling comfortable with letting her do that. The international system actually has a preteen program that they just launched this year. And so we are going to participate in that next year. So I am going out with a big bang in my pageantry career. And I put together this design of something that I have always wanted. And I have it made by Giovanni. And they are amazing. And I cannot wait. It came, I got it. I went ahead and picked it up while I was in New York because it just got there. And I didn't even put, it was killing me, but I left it in the box because, just like, you know, like, once you take something out of a box, it is not fitting back in that box. There's no way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Once you get something out. So I carried that box on the airplane, and I put it right in my overhead, and I brought it home, and I opened that box up, and it is more beautiful than I could ever imagine. So I cannot wait. And the most awesome part about that is that my husband, who hasn't seen it yet, he gets to come out on stage with me. And I think I'm just gonna make them wait and see it for the first time when I go on stage. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, and I think that that's a wonderful idea. And I can tell you, as somebody who's been through that moment in the competition, let me tell you, it's really almost up there when they'll put you in this situation where he'll walk from one end of the stage and, you know, you'll walk from the other and you meet in the middle. And when you're walking toward your husband, you almost feel like it's your wedding day. And evening gown, and I think it'll be like this for you, it was a very emotional phase of the competition for me, because people who watched the video from that, I mean, it was very hard for me to keep it together at one
right.
point, because I just, it's just a very emotional time, and you're a partnership, and it's just, you know, your husband will be full of pride, and it's just, you know, whatever the outcome, it's really a moment in your marriage, let me tell you, that you will never forget.
Oh, well, I cannot wait. I'm so excited about it. And he's so excited. He knows, I mean, he's right here beside me and, you know, asking, you know, have you got this done yet? Or, you know, you got everything finished? And, all right, well, we better get working out, because he's been working out with me. So it's been awesome. It's been great.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about either the dress boutique, or about if you were going to encourage somebody that was maybe on the fence about getting into pageantry after marriage?
Yeah, I just think pageantry, it's just such an, you know, there's so many different things that people have that they like. And I also feel like sometimes when you get married and you get, and let me tell you, we are busy. We are so busy. But I know for a fact that if you also have something for yourself that you're working on and that you have goals for, it really makes you become a better mom and wife. And I know that it's a tough thing. It's pretty difficult, I think, talking to someone who's never even been to a pageant to kind of understand and wrap their head around it, or even to encourage them to get up on stage or you know, go speak to people. You know, that's a hard thing to encourage people to do. But I'm telling you, once I talk somebody into it, they're hooked. They love it. I don't think I've ever had anybody have a bad experience, and I never had anybody that said they didn't want to come back and try again and that they didn't love the experience that they had. So I really, really encourage, I'm a why not kind of person. I'm an absolutely why not kind of person. Just go for it. That's always my motto. In our house, we have a lot of two rules. We have be kind and there's no excuses. So I can be a pretty mean mama, but that's just two rules in our house. And you know, my daughter's been itching to get this done, and so I just told her, all right, why not? It's your time. Let's go for it. So I don't know what that's going to be like for me to sit in the audience. I mean, it's going to be awful. It's going to be awful. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm going to have to dress her and get her ready, and I didn't start at that age, so I really don't know much about that age at all. I just know I want to provide her with an amazing experience. I want her to feel awesome. So I'm going to do everything I can for her. And I encourage people all the time. I'll be at the grocery store and be like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. You should, you know, give this a try. And oh my gosh, I'll be at events and I'll just see people with passion and things that they're fighting for. And I'm like, you know, you have a daughter that, you know, is going through this situation and you're right here beside her. I was like, that, you know, that is something that you can take to a bigger level and reach a lot of people. And, you know, I feel like I'm always kind of on that. Don't you guys feel like you do that too?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
because you want people to have those experiences. And, mm-hmm. you know, pageantry has been just part of my life for so long. And so, and I have three girls, so I have a feeling it's going to last for a little while.
You have a whole generation. Well, and no, Billy, you're right, because I think that the thing that stood out from my pageant experience, because I had just done a few local, like, community pageants and held, like, a little local title, and that was all. And then, poof, I'm 42 years old and Mrs. Iowa International. And I thought, people are going to think I'm, like, crazy. You know, I'm this lawyer by night and pageant lady at, you know, or lawyer by day and pageant lady at night. And I thought, what are people going to think? And then I thought, oh, like, kind of like you. Oh, well, you know, and wanted to do this. It's a bucket list thing. But the thing that came out of my year at the end was people said, well, you know, you're proof that it's never too late, and it's never too late to pursue a dream, and that people shouldn't just think I've reached a certain age and it's all over. And I never thought that I would be a symbol of that. That never even crossed my mind for whatever people want to do with their lives at whatever point.
Yeah, there is something way beyond this that I don't even know what can be brought upon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've done 5 sprint triathlons. I've, you know, done all kinds of different things. I'm kind of one of those people, if somebody has a crazy idea and says, hey, you want to go, you know, do an adventure race? I'll be like, sure, why not? So you never know what's in store for you. And your life is so short. You just have to go for it.
Tiffany and I really, we need to thank you too before we let you go. But we want our listeners to know that we obviously are in the worldwide pageant system, and you are one mm-hmm. of our sponsors. And so we want to say thank you to that for
of
you for
course.
That and for
thank
for helping
you.
Our system.
Of course. Yes. Yeah, we try to help as many as we can, because, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, we're all women striving for, you know, the same thing and goals and accomplishments. And, you know, we just want to be there for everyone and help as many as we can.
Well, we appreciate you. And I have known about your boutique, your dress shop for a long time. And I ordered a cocktail dress from you guys, and it was lovely. I just love it. And I need to actually order a few more dresses, so I may be talking with you soon.
for sure.
I just love your shop. And thank you so much. You have really inspired me, and I know you have inspired Roseanne and our listeners. And I like the fact that you go for it, because, like what you said earlier, life is short, and you continue to empower women and continue to empower these girls through Girls on the Run. And I just appreciate you and everything that you stand for.
Well, thank you very much.
And we want to wish you a very happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yes, I know. Tomorrow, we had hockey and basketball and t-ball today, and then my husband grilled out tonight. So that was, and we just got done watching Moana. So perfect day so far. So it's been a great day, and I wish you guys a very happy Mother's Day too.
Well, thank you, and all of our best luck at the pageant.
Thank you. All right, have a good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.